Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
AP poll is out. You know I don't put a lot of stock into it, but it is fun to talk about less than 2 weeks to the season where we can, I don't know, we can dicker a little bit, if you will. Look, Michigan comes in at 7. Michigan, to me, is overrated. Now, that's not news. That's like saying water's wet. They're always overrated. But I have said to you, I think you are far closer to being a 9-3 football team than you are undefeated. And I have major questions about your offensive coordinator because he's never called a play, as I do about mine, by the way. I have major questions about your backfield, major questions about your depth on this offensive line, and now your right tackle is already hurt. Defensively, you know how I feel. You don't replace the amount of elite talent that you had. It's going to be very difficult to do. I think you're razor thin up front. I think you're razor thin at corner. And newsflash, there is no guarantee you get Ambry Thomas back this year. So that's a big blow to start. Now, tough schedule. You don't play well in big games. I think 7's too high. Now, I'm not going to freak out and scream and yell about it. The question is simple, overrated, underrated. I think you're overrated. Michigan State at 18 overall. To me, this is a tougher discussion because, look, if you're just going to call up and say State blows, that's fine. I can live with that. I really don't care. My point is if I take the Michigan offense and defense and the Michigan State offense and defense, and I ask you what's the single best unit of those four, it's the MSU defense. The question about Michigan State at 18 is simple. Can the offense improve enough to where they don't just wet the bed? And can MSU get to 9-3? Being 18 overall, you got to probably be 9-3, right? This is the tougher one for me. I like to believe the offense could get decent enough, because if MSU doesn't go 9-3 or better, I think everybody should go. I mean, 8-4, 7-5 with this type of defense, another year with the offense ranked outside the top 100, you should be fired. I don't care if you're the greatest coach in school history. If you're the greatest coach in school history, but you're also obtuse and stubborn and you protected your friends over protecting your brand, then yeah, I'm asking for you to go. I don't care. I mean, I'm just being straight up with you. So from that perspective, it's like, yeah, State better go 9-3. You better not waste another historically good defense. Another, you know, a team with seniors everywhere. So yeah, the State one's a lot tougher to say overrated, underrated. It kind of feels right, but I would lean slightly under if you believe the offense could at least get to, Jesus, 75th in America. Not asking a lot. But you, all I ask is this. You call up and say over or under, that's fine. I want reasons. And if you, look, the top five, I can't argue with it. I can't. Clemson, Bama, Georgia, Oklahoma, and OSU. And until or unless OSU is knocked off their perch, they're there. They deserve to be there. But like at 6-7, I think it's just massively overrated pair of LSU and you. And LSU, my reason is simple. I mean, last year, it seemed like they won every close game. They had this bit of a miracle season. I think they come back down to earth. I don't believe in Ed Orgeron as head coach. I think he's a great soundbite and seems like a fun guy, but I don't believe him as a big-time head coach. And frankly, if you wanted to call up and tell me both teams are overrated, both teams are, you can do whatever you want with this. That's the beauty of this conversation. So grab a beer and pull up a chair. 248-539-9797. David, where are you with this?
Michigan State is underrated. Because I'm looking ahead and I have to believe that the offense is better than they were last year. So if the offense improves, then they will be a contender to go to Indianapolis. They will if their offense is better because their defense is top five. On the other side, Michigan, they're overrated. Also looking ahead, I don't trust Shea Patterson. I don't believe that he's going to be able to get it done. I think McCaffrey should be the starting quarterback.
Oh.
And then the defense, I know how good it is stats-wise, but in the big games, they have not shown up. So I cannot believe that a top 17 will remain there or get better if that defense stays the same. If that offense doesn't make big plays, Shea Patterson has to look better, and I just don't think he will. So I have to say, overrated for Michigan, underrated for Michigan State.
248-539-9797. I want to hear from the people on it. And it's okay if look, I understand it's not a fair question because you might think, hey, 7's okay. Or 18 is fair. You got to play the game, though. It's very difficult for me to believe that when you sit back and you talk about your team, that you think you're perfectly rated. That's just not how fans view the world. That's not the lens that we go in. We look at things and we go, it could be a little higher. Could be a little lower. I mean, does Michigan have the upside to be this type of team? Sure. I don't have a problem. I've never had a problem telling you that. But I will be more surprised than not if they finish the season ranked number 7 versus lower. I think the schedule's brutal. I think you've got a lack of depth in several areas. I got to see what Josh Gattis is first. And frankly, I just got to see Harbaugh win a big game. I can't do this. And for State, hey man, I get it. The offense is a complete embarrassment. And I'm not going to do the lazy thing and just go automatically, it gets better. No. Because if they get better, but they're still 105th, that's not going to be good enough to go 9-3. I think the defense is world class. Schedule's tough, no doubt about it. I mean, because it's big boy football now. We're all playing in a tougher spot. I like the fact we don't have Notre Dame this year or some massively impossible non-conference game. That kind of gives you a plus one. But yeah, I if you're asking me of these two teams, which one has an elite, not a good, an elite unit to lean on? State would be that answer. And they've got a big game coach. And they've got a big game pedigree. So you could make that case. Now, I think Michigan could be good on both sides of the ball. And if they're good offensively and good defensively, that's how they can end up at 7.
Yeah, but here's also another question for Michigan. Who's calling the plays?
Well, that's another major and question.
Even if Gattis is the one calling the plays, he's never done it before. So I have to wait and see if he's actually calling the plays. What does it look like? What does the game plan look like? Is he calling the right plays? Is he calling them in the right moments? That matters. He's never done it. And yeah, okay, he came from Bama, but he didn't do it. Loxley did. So I have to see it first with Michigan. And because I don't know, I have to say overrated. Just have to say overrated.
248-539-9797. The AP poll is out. Big Ten, well represented. What do we got here? Ohio State, U, Michigan State, that's 3. What do we got here? Wisconsin, 4. Iowa, 5. Nebraska, 6. Am I missing one? Oh, Penn State, 7 Big Ten teams in the AP's opener. We'll go over to Kevin, 97.1. Hi, Kev. How you doing?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Good, bud.
Hey, when's the last time Michigan actually lived up to their preseason ranking, first off?
I don't remember. I'm being totally sincere with you. I don't remember.
I mean, I'm 22, I think, ever since 2004. I think that's the last time that we actually were rated high and then ended the season high.
Yeah.
I also do want to say that State's overrated just because, I mean, yeah, I want to say Lewerke's a better quarterback than, you know, the average guy. But, I mean, who's calling the plays?
You know, I think it's an equal concern. Well maybe teams. More. Yeah, I mean, look, Brad Salem hasn't called a play since Division II in Nowheresville, Idaho, wherever the hell he was. The Gattis concern should be the same as the Brad Salem concern. Neither has called a major moment, major pressure, major college football play, period.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, and obviously I'm going to say Penn State's overrated too. I think, Moorhead obviously made that program, and they had a guy named Saquon Barkley. But besides that, I think both teams are overrated.
I have no issue with that take. I'm fine with that. I'm not offended in the least. I think Penn State, look, every skill position player they got is young. Now, you want to tell me Penn State will be better later in the year than early? We can have that conversation. But to be a top 15 team, you don't have any working margin outside of the first couple of weeks. I got to see James Franklin with a young team show me that. I don't think much of James Franklin. You know this.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.